Welcome to the 401k podcast, where we explain everything business owners need to know to set up, run, and maximize your 401k savings. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Hey, Matt, welcome back. Today, we're talking about the pros and cons of a simple IRA. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, the simple IRA has grown in popularity since Secure 2.0. And the reason we are talking about this a little bit more is not only the contribution rates have increased proportionally to what the 401k did, but also it's introducing a few more benefits that were not there prior to Secure 2.0, which passed in the late 11th hour of 2022. Okay. So pros, let's talk about the pros first. So first, it's a super easy, and let's call it just a simple way to get a plan set up. It's a great starter for companies that have low budgets and the number one priority. They'd rather give money to their employees than give it to the administration. So sometimes it's either or, it's not both, right? There are some limitations, which we're going to talk about here in a minute too, but because of the simplicity of the design, there is no administration cost. There is no annual administration. You don't have to file a 5500. The main reason why I really do love this is they've introduced the Roth. Now, prior to 2022, there was no Roth. Now, the IRS says, hey, guess what? Tomorrow, you can introduce the Roth into your simple. But the reality is there's a lot of companies trying to figure all this out. They're asking for questions from the IRS to give them answers on how to do this, and they're still waiting to this date. So yes, you can do the Roth, but not yet. It will be introduced at some point. It also has turnkey plan design options similar to the Safe Harbor 401k, where they're pre-approved matching investing schedules, and they're slightly less costly to the employer. And then they're also going to be introducing an enhanced version of all these in 2025. They're going to introduce that. So those are very, very key pros. It's cheap. It's easy. It's turnkey. Plug and play. The other piece I really love about this now is you can actually upgrade to the 401k mid-year. Now, before you couldn't, you had to wait till January 1st. If you missed all the notification deadlines, which was 60 days, you missed out. You had to wait a whole nother year. Now they just prorate everything out mid-year and you can transition at any point mid-year to a 401k. Now, let's talk about the cons. The cons, generally, this is not the first thing we talk about with clients, and mainly because it is so tightly knit on what you can do. You can't add plans on top of it. There is no profit sharing option. You can't add a cash balance plan on top of it. But at the same time, sometimes those aren't the goals of the business. This can only be used for plans under 100 employees. And I argue if you have 100 employees, 90, if you have 80, anything over 50, maybe even less than that, I think it's still too simple because you want to have some payroll integration options. You don't want to have to manually manage this plan on your own and send all these contributions on your own into the investment company, because that's going to be a nightmare. You want to have integration, and there's simply no integration options within a simple IRA. Let's talk about contribution limits. $16,000 is the new contribution maximum if you're under 50 years old versus a 23. So that difference is getting tighter. It's getting closer. So it's not as big of a difference as it used to, but it's still lower. So sometimes for an owner of a company wants to max out, maxing out at 16,000 isn't necessarily what they're trying to do. They want to do 23,000 or more, which is another reason why the 401k makes more sense. I already mentioned that you can't stack these plans. That's where you add above and beyond the 16,000 or the 23,000. There is no vesting schedules in a simple IRA. So there's no protection of the cash of the business. There is no vesting schedules. There is no, you can't do a loan against the plan. It's very simple, and there's not a lot of bells and whistles to go along with it. It works great for businesses that are just getting started and their main goal is to recruit and retain employees to mock maybe a competitor that you have in the market. And it's a great way to get into that. And that's what it's for. But then at some point, you're going to want to graduate up into the 401k. Now, these are great for, I think they're great for companies that are less than 10 or maybe even 20 at the very maximum because of the manual processes that you have to integrate. Sometimes it's just you as an owner. If you're the one doing all the payroll and all the benefits, then you might want to have some integration involved. And then again, if you are trying to max out, this is definitely not planned for you. It does not have annual testing requirements like the 401k does. So you can max out regardless of what your employees are doing, but it's still not going to get you to that those big tax breaks that most business owners are looking for.
Well, Matt, great summary. Thanks for the pros and cons of a simple IRA. If you are a business owner and you want to learn about the options and what is best for your business, check out our website. The link is in the show notes. We can do a free consultation to take a look at your situation and see what you might qualify for or see if what you have in place is actually correct. Matt, thanks a lot.